of our common dangers in this winter of our hardship, let us remember these timeless words as we can. Let it be said by our children's children that when we were tested by DOS attacks and refused by YouTube, we did not turn back, nor did we falter. And we were carried forth that the great gift of freedom be delivered and is safely to future generations. Thank you. God bless. God bless Nico Nico Dogo.
To lose. was incorporated with animation. They call it magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your reaction to it? What did you think of it when you first saw it?
I thought it was so creative. I was so overwhelmed. Really beautiful. I really liked it. I can really appreciate the effort it took for the fans to put it together. The time it took, and I was very flattered by it all, really. I guess because of I've always wanted to come to Japan. I guess because of the background in karate, and also my association with a lot of things being Japanese, my studies, that it just, to be honest with you, it felt right. That's really the main reason why. People just felt like that's how it was supposed to be. Yeah, very excited. Semi-sexual content and make something so creative at it, and yet it's very cool, it's very hot, and I could sit here and talk about my own personal philosophies, but really what's I think at the forefront is what the fans have created, which is really ingenious, and I really have, it's about them, and I think that it's, I have an appreciation for that, I want them to know, if anything, other than my personal philosophies on philosophies, I think what they did is absolutely fantastic, because that's here and now, and I just have an appreciation for it.
Mm-hmm. What was it appealing or interesting about that book?
First of all, it's obvious lack of application in the United States, that type of philosophy, about how I found personally, I loved how complete Miyamoto was. He realized that he was a very shonen warrior, but by adaptation of doing his poetry and also his artistic work, there were bits of him that were a little extreme, not showering and stuff, but I liked how this made him more of a complete warrior. And I really identified with that growing up as a child. I saw a lot of my life was just martial arts and just bodybuilding. And there was a part of me that was incomplete, And so by reading this book, it gave me the inspiration to go to computer school, and branch out. Because it was different for me to go to computer school. Here I was, this muscle-bound guy, and everybody else is, tiny computer guys, but this is where strength comes in, this is where these guys can also learn, the Japanese fans, being computer fans, can now see the strength that it would take, then they can go into the gym, you understand? And so, this is what Miyamoto Musashi brought to me. Also, it helps me in the conversations with individuals, sometimes negotiations, how sword strokes can be a sentence, patience is timing, in negotiations and interactions with people, the balance of a conversation, listening, things of this nature. That's what I mostly took out of the book.
To those fans who are coming to the event.
Come on Saturday and come check out this doll, and I'm gonna be there. I'm looking forward to seeing every single one of these. So come on down and we'll have a blast.
季節よ移ろわないで One more time ふざけ合った時間よ食い違う時はいつも僕が先に折れたねわがままな性格がなおさら愛しくさせた One more chance記憶に足を取られて One more chance 次の場所を選べないいつでも探しているよどっかに君の姿を向かいのホーム路地裏の窓こんなとこにいるはずもないのに願いがもしも叶うなら今すぐ君のもとへできないことはもう何もない全てかけて抱きしめてみせるよ寂しさ紛らすだけなら誰でもいいはずなのに星が落ちそうな夜だから自分を偽れない One more time 季節よ移ろわないで One more time ふざけ合った時間よいつでも探しているよどっかに君の姿を交差点でも夢の中でもこんなとこにいるはずもないのに奇跡がもしも起こるなら今すぐ君に見せたい新しい朝これから